saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud and a rainbow on his head. And his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. And he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea and his left foot on the earth. And he cried with loud voices, when a lion roars, and when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. When
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
And when the seven thunders uttered their voices, I was about to write, but I heard a voice from heaven saying, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven, and he swore by him that liveth forever and ever, created heaven and the things that are therein, and the earth and the things which are therein, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he declared to his servants the prophets. And the voice which I heard from heaven spake to me again and said, go and take the little book which is open in the angel's hand, which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth. And I went to the angel and said unto him, give me the little book. And he said unto me, take it
and eat it up,
and it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey. And I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up, it was in my mouth sweet as honey. And as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter. And he said unto me, you must prophesy again before many peoples and nations and tongues and kings.